This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a Florida building collapse has now risen to 86, with 43 people still missing. And meanwhile, a structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan Kilsheimer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly caused the collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. The leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. That's according to North Korea's KCNA news agency. In a message to China's Xi Jinping, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said their relationship is vital in the face of hostile foreign forces, while Xi promised to bring cooperation to a new stage. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations is letting go of its paid staff and cutting in half the size of its steering committee after Beijing stepped up its crackdown on opposition activity in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China is best known for organizing an annual rally and candlelight vigil, remembering those killed in a bloody 1989 crackdown. This is VOA News. New York is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases as vaccination rates slowly rise. That's according to the state's latest data released Saturday. About 525 people each day tested positive for COVID-19 in New York for the 7 days through Friday. That's up from 369 people, a 42% increase for the prior week. It's unclear why more people in New York are testing positive at a time when fewer people are getting tested. Russia on Saturday reported 752 coronavirus-related deaths. That's the most confirmed in a single day since the pandemic began. The Federal Statistics Agency has kept a separate death toll. It said Friday that it recorded around 290,000 deaths related to the COVID-19 between April 20th and May this year. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election. It's a victory that assures him another term in office. His party won 410 of 436 parliamentary seats. He hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott, war, ethnic violence, and logistical challenges have overshadowed the election in some areas. Voting did not take place in three of Ethiopia's 10 regions. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Istanbul. Turkey's authorities released a statement Friday saying that the latest developments in the Israel-Palestine conflict and all aspects of Turkey-Palestinian relations would be on the agenda for the bilateral talks between the two leaders. His visit to Turkey comes at a time of increased tensions at home, where thousands of Palestinians have joined demonstrations in recent weeks against the Palestinian Authority, which governs parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Decades after burnishing his reputation as a wealthy daredevil mogul in a series of boating and hot air balloon expeditions, Richard Branson is now poised to promote his burgeoning astral tourism venture by launching himself to the final frontier. Branson's Virgin Galactic Holding Inc. is due on Sunday to send the company's passenger rocket plane, the VSS Unity, on its first fully crewed test flight to the edge of space, with the British billionaire founder among the six individuals strapping up for a ride. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.